Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This comes to us from one poll. It says a new poll asked people what they think they're best at grilling.
Ooh.
Yeah.
My kids.
I want to say MFers.
Deadass.
Yeah. grilling different than barbecue?
Yes.
Yes.
So
yes.
Grilling is hot?
I will tell you that. It does bring us to this.
Carrots.
The top 10 foods people think they're the best at grilling. I'm good at grilling people. With a nice balsamic glaze and pineapple.
I can't really argue with his recipe.
Right? I mean, it's tried and true.
Well, they call it long pig. Mm-hmm. So if you got balsamic and pineapple,
yeah,
it works.
I mean, it's not impressive. But maybe chicken thighs?
Chicken thighs, not bad. I think it's more just plain as far as chicken goes. It's broad.
Only a specific part?
Yeah.
Shrimp,
not bad.
Hot dogs.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I grill shrimp 3 times a week. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying I probably do it the best. Right,
I can grill a mean hot dog.
Of all the things I would grill, my hot dogs will be the best.
Okay, do you allow the skin to bubble?
For my wife, I do, not for me.
Okay, so you go a little bit more medium rare.
She likes black, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm like Ted. Ted likes a charred dog. He likes a black dog.
Well, I don't want it burnt, but yeah, I like a little black edge on that. See,
I like a bubbling wiener.
I do not want the bubbling wiener. I want some grill marks on my wiener, and that's it.
It's kind of right there.
It's
almost burnt, but it's not.
So these are the 10
foods when you cook them.
Yeah. These are the 10 foods that people think that they're best at grilling. Number 10, 22% say meat substitutes like veggie burgers, tofu, and tempeh.
So not meat. But things that aren't meat that you deeply wish were meat.
Which means that we barely have 10 things we can grill.
Exactly. You squeaked in because there's nothing else.
Yay.
Not meat that wanted to be meat. I can grill the hell out of it.
I can't. Macaroni and cheese.
That's 11 because there's nothing else.
Number 9, 24% of people said fruit. Grilling fruit. Other than pineapple, what do you grill?
Yeah, you can grill
watermelon. You can grill honeydew. You can grill cantaloupe.
That might be the only
mangoes.
Acceptable way for honeydew for me.
What?
I'll deal with honeydew. Honeydew is that third wheel as far as the melon works.
Do you like dew?
Do I like the dew?
Do you like dew?
I mean, I like cantaloupe. I don't like honeydew.
Do you like honeysuckle?
No.
Really?
Not that I know of.
Wow.
I don't know that I've tried it.
Honeysuckle?
Yeah.
Flour? Eat the flour.
No,
I know the flour. I just never thought you were eating flour. Yeah, other flowers have you eaten?
You've never eaten honeysuckle?
No, dude.
No.
I mean, I did as a kid, but I don't think I've seen a honeysuckle plant.
Well, honeydew.
When I was a kid, I ate a dandelion.
It's pollinated.
Sorry.
Easy, man. Right. West Virginia?
Jesus
Well,
Christ.
Listen, honeysuckle's weird, but he's right. Honeydew is delicious. I'm tired of honeydew haters.
Well, you keep being tired, too.
Honeydew's the green one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Cantaloupe's the good one, the orange one.
They both suck, dude.
Nah.
And look, I don't like either, but I'd actually take honeydew over cantaloupe.
You guys ever had that with the prosciutto wrapped around it and then the some kind of drizzle?
Yeah, but
the
that's
chef
cheating.
Does.
It's cheating.
I don't give a crap who's cheating.
It's
I don't
garbage.
Care. I don't care
I
if someone's having sex with my mother. This is the best thing you could ever eat.
I will take it.
It's even better without the cantaloupe.
Right. Just give me the drizzle.
No, yes.
There's the sweet.
It's
the sweet with the salt.
The prosciutto is the lifeguard of cantaloupe.
Right.
Cantaloupe needs help.
Right.
No. Right? That's his whole problem. Like, I'm drowning.
Where's the sprouts?
Prosciutto says, anytime I wrap myself around anyone,
sweet and salt is always the right combination. If you take one out or the other, it sounds good.
My ass.
It's delicious.
It is. Go to an Italian restaurant if they have it.
I will eat honeydew. I don't have anything against honeydew other than the fact that it's the redheaded stepchild of the melon world.
It's better on prosciutto.
10 foods people think that they're best at grilling. Number 8, 24% of people said shellfish.
All right.
I haven't done a whole lot of grilling of shellfish.
Because you hate the beach.
Fair enough.
That's where the shellfish are. I've done shrimp, but like grilled clams.
Cherry stone clams pop. Anything you put on the grill when it pops and it opens up, just have like a little side dish of butter.
Oh, no.
And just sit at the grill and just sit there and eat it.
Yeah.
Basically, just put them in, close the lid, let them pop one at a time.
You and your guys
sit around just... Oh, my God.
I would love to skewer some shrimp.
Oh, my God. So good. Oysters, mussels, clams.
Yeah. I love shellfish.
It is amazing.
I love it. Number 7, 28% of people just said veggies. I know that. I've seen corn.
Asparagus is always good.
I've seen peppers. I've seen onions.
I do peppers, onions, and corn.
Food is good on the grill, period. But vegetables, I think, are better than they normally are.
Agreed. They get that nice char on them. Yeah.
If you do like a half an onion, or even if you grill the top of a lemon, it brings out more of the flavor to it.
It does. I don't know why, but it does.
So like if you need lemon on something, cut the lemon in half, put it on the grill, right?
Yes, sir.
When you're ready to do it, man.
Yes, sir.
A different flavor.
Number 6, 29% of people said fish.
Sure.
Fish
is great when it's grilled.
Fish.
I love halibut on the grill. Halibut and grouper, man. Those are my top two.
Is there a bad way to do fish? Because I've had it raw, I've had it oven baked, I've had it grilled.
You've had it raw? Well, yeah, sushi.
Yeah, exactly. Like, fish to me, I don't know how you scroll up fish. Boiled fish. Okay.
That's the only thing I can think of, right? Because that's the only way I don't do seafood.
Fried fish.
Fish sticks.
Even fish sticks are good.
Like dandy cans. They're terrible.
No, they're not the best, but they're not the worst.
They're the worst.
Oh, come on.
It's the Walmart of fish.
It's the
Walmart of fish.
That doesn't mean it's bad.
I mean, catfish is good. Fish sticks suck.
Honeydew is the worst of the melons, but it's not bad.
Fish sticks are terrible. It's too much breading.
Oh, God.
Not enough fish.
I can't even remember the last time I had a fish stick.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Right.
Well, because of the fish.
Since South Park.
Very good.
Number 5, 32% of people said ribs.
I want to visit you.
Yeah.
I am not brave enough to grill ribs. Like, I don't know why, but I feel like when it gets to those, what I consider fancier meats, there's a process when it comes to it.
I don't do it because I have family from Texas, and all I will do is embarrass myself.
Fair enough.
There's a three-step process involving wrapping it in foil,
right,
so you don't burn it.
Seasoning it.
And basically, if you just watch a YouTube video, it's pretty self-explanatory, but you still... I think you need to be attentive at the grill for the 2 hours it cooks.
Right.
You can't just run to the store or watch television and come back. Like, you really got to keep your eye on
that.
Got to
be there. You bet. 10 foods people think that they're the best at grilling. Number 4, 40% of people said steak.
All right. I mean, grill a steak.
I think I can, but sometimes I mess them up as much as I make them good.
Right. I've grilled plenty of steak, and sometimes the grill's just a little bit on the cold side, and then it cooks too far through before you get the good char on the outside. Like, it has to be
part of the problem, and then you need to know when to pull it off.
Yeah. Yes.
You need to pull it off your heat source, however you're doing it, before it gets to the temperature that you think you want to serve it at.
Medium rare.
Right. It keeps cooking, man. That's all.
And, yeah, when it rests, it does.
Exactly. Let it breathe. Number 3.
Actually, if it's breathing, you need to cook it longer.
Oh, my God. This cow's so alive.
This is fresh.
It's actually a two-way tie here at number 3, but 43% of people said, like us, hot dogs. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's hard to foul up a hot dog on the grill.
That's even why I do it best.
Even if it is blistered, it's a good hot dog. You're going to bury it in ketchup or mustard or barbecue sauce.
Do you spatchcock your wiener or do you keep
it on the grill? All right. No.
Some people do.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, they're disgusting.
Right?
It should be deported to Freak Island.
I've seen it. I've seen a butterfly weenie.
Number 2 is tied at 43%, and that is chicken. And I have cooked chicken out on the grill as well. Yet again, the only concern is just making sure that it gets all the way through. But if you do cook a chicken properly, and there is a lot of wiggle room with chicken, it's fantastic.
To me, what did you marinate it in, right? Because most of us will grill it to temperature, right? We're all pretty aware of that. But what does it taste like when you're done? Yeah. You know what I mean? What you put it in, what you marinate it in.
Instead of grilling, go slow. So if you ever do like a brick chicken, so you do a whole chicken, you just put a brick and a little foil on top, push that bad boy down and cook it for like, you know, an hour and a half.
I only put bricks on chicken if the chicken is still alive.
And then even then,
it
doesn't even have to be that complicated. Put it on there, grab some Sweet Baby Ray's and spread it on there, it's still fantastic. Yeah. Yeah. It's great.
Just got to remind people, don't sauce it too early. It's all the sugar and the barbecue sauce that burned on your chicken.
Correct. And do the same thing when you're cooking.
Exactly.
Don't sauce them too early.
Hell, I saw a guy do that once and yelled at him.
Did you?
Yeah, I mean, it was my buddy.
Dry roast.
I was like, hey, hey, hey. And he's like, what? I go, you can't put sauce
on
that.
Not right now.
Right. Like, that, it's going to burn off
that's
before your chicken.
You stupid. Come on, man.
However, this is without a doubt the number one food that people think that they are best at grilling. Nobody said it. We danced all around it. 45% of people think that they are best at handling the good old-fashioned American hamburger.
All right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Whatever you like.
Exactly. Because, again, it's hard to burn a burger.
Right. It's hard to mess up, but some people still do it better than
the one thing you just don't want to do is, whatever you do, just don't press down on it and get all the juice out.
Leave it alone.
Leave the juice in.
I like
if you like it thin, if you
makes.
Like it fat, if you like it, whatever you like. Just don't push it down into the grill.
Don't. You are getting rid of everything that's
all
there.
The good stuff.
Push it over here.
Bam!
Push it over here.
Give it in between them buns. Slap that meat between the bones.
Do it, man. A little bit of cheese.
It's going to smell like onions.
Mm, caramelize your onion.
And they got onions like, on that burger.
Think of it
girl.
Like a butter burger. Don't squish out the inside.
Need some mayonnaise. Yeah, girl.
Got chop stand in Tyler.
You ever had boar's head?
You want me to toast them buns?
Yes.
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 Every time.
Yes.
Every time.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.